I'm in a catch to reel back through whatever format of menace that'll scream to his mighty throat. Many a fat other rat menace to my usual straight point blank on the cover of spiral, this awesome telling machine. Truly a wonder of nature, this urban predator. Time in a cat and many a story to tell. But it was a rare occasion such as this that he did. Say, Pepper, do you want to lay down by my side? Pepper, do you want to lay down with me? Say, Pepper! Say, Pepper!
Percentage of radio shows where the first thing you say is "woo."
That's probably pretty high.
You're probably pretty high on account of all the New Year's crack you've been smoking. I'm just kidding, kids. Riff doesn't smoke crack.
Not on New Year's.
Haven't been on the radio in a long time.
That's true.
So, how's it going, radio? Oh wait, the radio doesn't.
Yeah,
talk
radio
to us.
Can't tell us. Yeah.
Huh. How's it going, Riff?
It's going pretty good. Going pretty good.
Anything exciting happen in the last 2 weeks?
Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. it was kind of... Well, okay, no. It was pretty dull, but...
Okay.
It was a nice sort of dull. Relaxing, yeah.
My, I think my favorite thing that I got this Christmas was, money from my grandma, specifically because the amount of money that I got from my grandma was $240.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Are you going to use it to buy pudding?
Probably by accident. Yeah, I was thinking about it. okay. And Stark Moon says that our levels are okay.
Woohoo!
Voices are a little low, she said, but she or he, I'm not sure if Stark Moon is male or female. It's one of those names you can't really tell.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a... you know what, I forgot. I think that I'm going straight from here to the New Year's party, and I got a breathalyzer for Christmas, too.
Really?
Breathalyzer, yeah. My wife got it for me, and I forgot to bring it, though.
Well, you can check it after you drive home.
That's true. when it's extra safe. what else? I got a bunch of crazy wooden puzzles that are crazy and difficult.
Mm-hmm. And wooden?
Yep. My wife got a pair of walkie-talkies for me and Hot Stuff to use while we're in Boston, insisting that we go by our code names, Cobra and Fancy Pants.
Which one's which?
I don't know. I think we get to keep switching.
Okay.
She didn't specify.
I got 2/3 of a GPS unit for my car.
Yeah.
And a fist-sized butterscotch flavored gummy haggis.
Really?
Yes.
Well, how did you get 2/3 of a GPS?
Because my parents thought it was a little bit too pricey for Christmas, so they each chipped in 1/3, and I'm paying for the rest.
And you chipped in the other 1/3?
Yep. And you got me a insanely incredible metal and glass gigantic veterinary syringe from the turn of the century.
I think it's cool, man.
It's frighteningly awesome. Frightening and awesome.
And a bottle that used to contain belladonna.
Yes.
Did you read the antidote to belladonna? It's like warm water and mustard to vomit, and then whiskey.
Yeah.
that's my kind of antidote.
Yeah.
I have
no
that.
Argument with that.
I have that almost every day, except for the warm water and mustard
water
to vomit.
Yeah.
just goes to show they understood even 100 years ago that whiskey is just a panacea. Just fixes. There is no problem that whiskey cannot cause or solve. Gleebs wrote a while back that we got like a week's worth of questions. Cyborg Stomp and Boot, awesome. Kaladrin says, perhaps because I am a C++ taught programmer, but it seems that pre-compilation is an obvious optimization step for your web servers. I'm curious as to why it took you so long to decide to implement it. Is it simply that pre-compilation in PHP is so difficult, or were there other reasons? I actually didn't know about it as a concept. So that's why it took this long. That was C.D. Moyer suggested it. Our guy who does the tech support on the servers did not believe that it would make that much of a difference, but I think it's because he's accustomed to PHP sort of environments where there are a lot of smaller scripts being run, as opposed to, you know, an environment where 90% of what's going on is the servers compiling over and over again a half a meg of code that is the fight script. Armax says, officially, is it Merry Crimbo or Happy Crimbo? The political correctness police demand clarification so they can bother people with pointless corrections for the rest of the month. It's both.
Yeah. Sure.
In England, they say Happy Christmas, don't they?
I believe that's so.
What about Merry New Year?
I don't know.
That's weird.
Yeah.
What if there was a holiday named Poppins? They would have to say Happy Poppins. Because otherwise it would get confusing. you'll have to forgive me my voice. I've been a little fucked in the head since Christmas on account of some kind of...
I know, they're trying to implement a 5-year minimum sentence for that.
For getting fucked in the head.
For skull fucking.
I did not know that.
Yep, yep.
Watts Apple Person points out that the goatskin umbrella only has you hit for X damage messages. I need to I need to write that report in a better way. The report that tells us how many messages we asked.
Yeah,
like have it sort by ones that are low instead of just have all.
I ran into that recently because the robo duck on a string didn't have any of its own messages, and I was puzzled because I assumed that it would be using the generic flail messages, and it turned out there weren't any generic flail messages.
Uh-huh.
So I went in and added a bunch.
I see. A flail is like a morning star with a long stick? Is that...
I think a flail is a generic term for any flexible or chain-based thing with a weight on the end that you hit things with.
I see.
So I think a morning star is a more specific type of flail.
I see. And like nunchucks would be a
yeah.
still more specific type of flail.
Yeah.
I wonder if like a two lengths of 2x4 with a hinge on them. Would that be a flail?
Yeah, possibly, yeah. I remember there's some kind of flail that's like a really long stick with a hinge and then, or well, at least like two rings, and then a smaller stick. It's like a sort of rice flail or something. So, yeah, I guess so.
A flail that's been modified with aftermarket parts to give it more horsepower.
Type R sticker on the back.
I Thrilldor says, I love the Coneheads reference on the Crimbo Cafe. Thanks, guys. Somebody in dev didn't get that. Who was it?
I think it was Armac.
Armac didn't get the cover. And Armac knows everything about movies.
Yeah. I think
I guess just not about really terrible movies.
Yeah. I think he got it, but he was surprised that it was a reference to the Coneheads. He was thinking it must be something else because you were only eating one thing and not actual mass quantities. Or no, it was because it wasn't directly Borg related, and he was looking for a more Borg related reference for it to be.
What about a Victor Borga related reference? Like playing a William Tell overture with the sheet music upside down. I remember there was not even an infomercial, but just those commercials, you know, that like dip, it's a commercial for a product that you can only get by ordering it on the phone via the commercial, you know?
Yeah.
K-Tel sounds.
Order in the next 20 minutes and we'll send you another one.
Yeah. There was this Victor Borga one that was just always on. Victor Borga. Borga. Foggy says, just wanted to express how much I love the Crimbo content this year and the 12 Days of Mayhem storyline. For those of us who've been here for a few years, it was a very nice progression to the natural storyline started 2 years ago. The drops for the 12 Days monsters were inventive and fun, and I especially like the Rogue Swarmer. Great job, and Merry Crimbo to all.
Thank you very much.
Yes, indeed. The storyline was mostly Scully. The drops on the 12 Days monsters were basically the only part of Crimbo that I did.
Really? Because I only filled in a couple gaps here and there.
Yeah.
Like I did like four of the monsters I made up and a couple of the items.
Yeah, it was almost entirely Scully.
Huh.
Yeah. No, I'm pleased with the way that the drops worked out. We started talking about that and getting it super super complicated. Like I kind of wanted all of the drops to be sort of self-replicating things.
Right.
Like I started out with like, oh, okay. So every time you eat one of the pears, you get a chance of getting like a twig from a nano pear tree or a seed. Yeah, and then you get enough of those, you can build the tree, and then it's like an offhand item that every once in a while grows a pear for you, so that those can. And I was like, you know, I don't want to make this 5 times as complicated as it needs to be. So it worked out pretty well.
Yeah, it worked out good. It was a good balance of simple things and intricate things, I think.
Ooh. Freeman says, I like the idea of having improved negatives with weapons you guys came up with for the vibrating cyborg knife. What does the cyborg knife do?
Let me look. I got one here.
He says, how about ranged weapons that are powerful but take a round of combat to reload and to avoid the potential of turn one kills? I don't know if he finished that sentence or if that was
it.
That's kind of a neat idea.
Oh, it's like It's like the ridiculously over-elaborate ninja weapon. It's
increased fumble rate.
3 times fumble rate and plus 20 melee damage.
Okay.
Let's see. Spinnet says, how about an effector skill that increases your moxie the more drunk you are, but decreases something else, like more fumbles or less crits? Food and spleen could be done as well. The problem with that is that that's kind of the only thing that really makes sense, you know? Hmm. And increasing moxie at the expense of anything is not really a negative.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing so negative that plus moxie isn't a more positive. Yeah.
We could do it just so that the drunker you get, the more your moxie increases, but also your fumble rate increases on a percentage basis, so that 20 drunkenness is 100% fumble rate.
How the hell do I turn this?
So let's see it. So at like at 19 drunk, you'd be fumbling 95% of the time.
That'd be awesome. Madeline says, Crimbo was a huge disappointment. Just kidding, it was awesome, and I love the final part of the dodecahedron in particular. Good job, guys. Also, make Soul Raver. All right, we need to come up with another quest or mechanic for Soul Raver.
I have to go back and listen to a couple of those shows that you did without me that are on the archive so that I know what new has happened.
I don't know that I've really talked to anybody else about it.
I think you had a couple, at least one with Scully, I think.
Hmm.
Or maybe one by yourself. You may have talked about it on the one where you apparently did an impression of me.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You didn't hear that? It wasn't so much an impression as like a recording. Is it riff or is it Memorex? I liked how the thread for that was 120 minutes of riff was all, no, the player base is super stupid.
Yeah.
Basically indicated that you believed when we put in the observatory that people were too dumb to not just check the same coordinates over and over again. Fred Levi says, Happy New Year's Eve! You'd think Nintendo would put 4 games on a virtual console like they did last year, but it's only 3. Donkey Kong Country 3, though.
I haven't looked at virtual console since I got back. I should do that and see if there's anything I want.
I've still never bought a virtual console yet.
When I see one on there that makes me go, oh, awesome, I buy it, and then I never play it.
Yeah, I mean, if once I went in and put some money on it, then I'm sure that I would grab stuff. But I forget what happened. I tried to do it, and for some reason I couldn't get in to put money on it the first time, or it was too complicated, and I gave up. Like, my desire to not go through a rigmarole, or my desire to not type something using the Wii controller was, like, overpowered my desire to, you know, pay for something that I already had on an emulator. Terrible says, I just wanted to say that I enjoyed seeing how the Christmas toys permutated every year. They aren't game-ending stuff, but they're fun to see new incarnations of. I agree. Bahu says, I have to thank you guys. The ready access to scaling monsters made the run to level 30 way more enjoyable / bearable / etc. this time around. Any plans for a less intermittent zone that would have scaling beasts in it? Even if they don't drop meter items, it would be a huge help. I don't know. I think it'd be a little too...
Yeah, it would pretty much instantly become the zone that everybody... We'd get the thing like we got with Spooky Raven, where everybody burns through the quest as fast as they possibly can so that they can spend as much time as possible in that zone.
Dr. Risen says, it's Christmas Eve, and I have just got my Sabertooth Lime t-shirt. Thank you, Jack. I love it. Well, you're welcome, Dr. Risen. Telus R says, I found a typo in the deactivated RoboGoose. You should post it in that typo thread in the forums. Creepin' Crud says, thanks for all the fun and cool Crimbo content. I hope everybody at Asymmetric has or has had a pleasant winter event of whatever sort they enjoy having. I think everybody's winter events were okay. Bobby No Pants says, whose idea was it to reference Halo? It was Mr. Skullhead's, of all people.
Wow. Was there a joke in there somewhere expressing surprise that they made a third one?
No, I don't think so.
Vaginal Blood Fart says, "Hey everyone at Asymmetric, at the risk of sounding cheesy, I wanted to give you my heartfelt thanks for an extremely fun Crimbo. This game brings me happiness all year long." Yeah, nothing worse than a cheesy vaginal blood fart.
Oh, thanks.
See, when you thought it couldn't get any worse. Rickett says, "So after seeing the Destroyobot, I really want a Voltron made of autistic children. Make it happen, please. Okay, thanks, bye."
Maybe that's something that that you can cause to happen in Soul Raver.
That could be. That could be. Because that's something. There were a lot more autistic children born in the 90s than there were in the 70s. Maybe you caused that. So that you can make the Voltron later. Yeah. XTMNTX says, "Did you guys know you were mentioned in Hunter x Hunter, a series by Yoshihiro Togashi, who also created Yu Yu Hakusho?"
Whoa, seriously?
I don't know what any
I've
of
I've heard of are. Hunter x Hunter. I wonder what... I'd like to know what the reference was. Yu Yu Hakusho is... Okay, they had it on... Adult Swim's anime thing. And I watched a few episodes of it. It was a Dragon Ball Z-esque tournament martial arts show.
I see. I don't, A lot of times people think that they're seeing references to KOL.
Yeah.
When they're not. I think we're gonna have to take two music breaks tonight because I need to do some stuff at Rollover that I was not quite prepared for.
Okay.
One of which is a little more work than just pushing a script out, so. Let's see. QOV says, "I just finished my last day in the dodecahedron. Wow, that was really fun. Thanks, guys. I think it might be my favorite Crimbo so far." Jedi Peacekeeper says, "Roll 3d38. Roll 1d38. We're not chatbot. Jedi Peacekeeper. I Crazy Bone Eye says, "Hey guys, happy holidays. Just kidding, Merry Christmas. Here's a question. Why don't you give people a piece of coal whenever one tries to pulverize Crimbo content? I think it would give it more of a Crimbo feel. Great job with everything, and I hope you guys had a great Christmas and Happy New Year while I'm at it."
That might be the sort of thing that happens after we get around to putting in that thing that we're implementing coal for.
I don't remember that.
There's coal in that.
Oh, yeah, thing. Yeah, okay. Feng Shui says, "You should make a special message for the 16 stone golem." Why is that? What's 16 stone?
I don't know. Is that the one that you look... Is it you load 16 tons and what do you get? Is that how it goes?
It could be. Duff Killigan pointed out that for a little while the alt text for the Toy Factory still had the %1 next to it, which was fixed. Ernie R. says, "Could the accessory section of your inventory please be ordered alphabetically? It's really hard to find individual items at this as this stands." Is it? I think it's because
mine
accessories
is.
Also get sorted by power if you sort the other stuff by power.
Ah.
I thought that was already,
See, my stuff, I don't have my stuff sorted by power, so all my accessories are sorted alphabetically.
Huh, Macho Boy, that's an interesting, that is a really interesting idea.
Huh.
Read it. I don't want to read it out loud, because if we do it, then it'll be...
Let me look. I've been lax again and not bothered to open Radio Bugbear's messages.
Madeline says, "Suggestion to make the Naughty Sorceress slightly easier for missed classes in Hardcore or Bad Mood. Make Mysticality reduce her chance of blocking your skills and items slightly." That's interesting. Excellent. Inferno Hero says, "Is the ancient jerky a Futurama reference? In the third episode, Fry eats an ancient alien mummy he thinks is jerky." No. Not specifically, I didn't know about that.
Yeah, I was aware of that, but I don't think it was directly a reference as far as I know.
Iluro Dragon says, "It would be kind of neat if the non-spoiling e-penis portions of one's other accomplishments were visible to other players. Things like donations to the Yeti Fund, number of hardcore ascensions, though I guess that's just a convenience. Successful rescue of Crimbo, you know." And then he says, "Whoa, I got a choice adventure before I got the Gnome Quest adventure. Wacky. In the spooky forest. Yeah, because super likelies tend to happen in the order in which you get that path thing as a super likely once, mm-hmm. and then you get it as a it just shows up as a normal adventure. But that was in there to because people were super whiny about not being able to use accordion thief buffs right off the bat if they ascended as a non-accordion thief.
Right.
And we were like, shut up. but it was something like non-clover days were. It was just a huge problem. If you happened to ascend on a non-clover day, you couldn't get an accordion, which just totally screwed your run.
Yeah.
According to whatever
wanky
metric, a run can be totally screwed by it taking, you know, 5 turns to get an accordion. Landar points out something that I think is a result of some weird session issues that were happening because of the precompiler, but are not happening anymore. Let's see. River Noodleson says, Dear Chicken Company, since the enraged cow isn't a problem anymore, could you have the stuffed angry cow zap into the stuffed angry egg? I saw a restaurant on the drive back from California called Burger Time.
Whoa.
I was like, I do not want to eat there. You have to make your own burger by stomping on it and then being attacked by an egg.
You'll run around all this scaffolding.
Ferax Flail says, so I was wondering if there will ever be a BlackBerry-friendly version of KOL. I mean, without frames. Because when I try to play there, it makes me choose a frame. Mobile version? I don't know. You know, it would be so much work to do a mobile version.
Hmm.
I suppose we could write one that just let you adventure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that would be pretty easy. The fight script would just kind of have to go in one. I mean, there's not really much you can do to simplify that.
Mm.
And then he says, have you played the KOL Lame fan game? It's really fun. I did not even know about the KOL Lame fan game.
Yeah, I do not know.
Badger says, hey, thanks for the Halo tattoo. I know you guys don't really like Halo, but this is my best birthday present yet. That's right, Badger has turned 16 on the 29th. Yay, me. Then he says, so, with the pirate content pretty much done, will Riff finish the Nemesis quest? And will it be good, Riff? Will it be good?
It'll be awesome when you eventually see it. There's other stuff I'm kind of working on at the moment. The Nemesis stuff is the stuff that keeps getting pushed back when other newer stuff keeps appearing for me to work on.
Yeah.
I kind of want to finish that other thing I've been working on, that puzzle thing. And then we've got all this new stuff we've just thought about in the pipe and all the stuff we're going to be working on while we're in Boston.
And then Badger says, again, seriously, Greta job on the Crombo content. Man, I remember when you guys made anal jokes and said nigger. However, I can't think of anything to demand you grow, so yeah.
What?
We never stopped making anal jokes and saying nigger. I mean, I stop every once in a while.
Yeah.
You know. I don't make anal jokes around my mom. Southwest says, have you guys played Psychonauts? Absolutely killer game.
Yes, it's awesome, except that I friggin' can't beat the last level.
I can't beat the third level.
Which one is that?
I don't know, maybe it's the second level. The one where you're on the cube.
Oh, yeah. The boss on that is a pain in the ass.
I didn't even get to the boss. It just required more platforming skill than I have, having to jump from thing to thing and, you know, just, like, it's unforgiving of falling.
Yeah.
It says, when you use a marzipan skull, it says that the spirit of Dia de los Muertos infuses you. Would it make sense to change that to Dia de los Muertos Borrachos now, since that holiday is Advent? I don't know. I guess, maybe. Istanbul says, why does the pre-combat picture for their Gargantuan look like a jellyfish? Where are the eyes and mouth? He's pointed away from you.
Yeah. You're creeping up behind him.
We've been through this. It tells you. You're creeping up behind him. Saucy Dragon says, you can get a drunken stupor adventure from the smoldering crater. Lol. What's the Going Postal side quest?
The one where you're getting Chomsky's comic books.
Oh. If you've opened a level 12 quest but haven't made any progress on it, you're unable to get the Going Postal adventure at the location on the island. And that's okay.
Yeah. Just finish it after you finish the level 12 quest.
Or before.
Yeah.
You start it. By the way, great job on this year's Crimbo content, and thanks for taking the time to overhaul the servers and scripts to fight the lag. Is there any way for us to get a chat command to tell us how many players are currently playing? The problem with that is that it hits a table that is already kind of hammered, and so it used to be possible to do it, but it's not... You know, there is that thing that constantly updates now for the homepage. So it's actually, it would be free to check the same place that that was checking. Verax Flail says, is there a place where you can listen to RKOL in a browser? Thanks. I have no idea.
I mistook what he was asking. I was going to say, you can listen to the MP3s of the show that you have previously uploaded in your browser.
Yeah. Smoothmouth says, Jick, on a radio show a few weeks ago, somebody was asking about Z-code players for the Mac. The best program currently is called Spatterlight, which you can find through Google. Spatterlight. And it can play any format, including Z-code, Glocks, TADS, etc. Best Mac program for text adventures.
Yep, I use that. It is good.
He suggests using Inform 7 to make a textual version of Gnome's 100 Dragon 0.
What is that?
It's one of those, I ordered the others. There's one in the bathroom, that Night of the Living Dead
thing. Right.
The like, just really elaborate game books with the super illustrated.
I tell you the, they're doing a re-release of the Lone Wolf ones?
Huh.
They're not only are they're re-releasing the whole series, and also they're, like, doing regular versions and, like, special edition hardback versions, and also completing the series, because apparently there were like supposed to be three more that never got published, and they're publishing those now too.
There were so many of those.
Yeah, I only had like the 7th, 8th, and 10th or whatever, so it was impossible to follow the story. But
I was buying them in order, and I never really I remember, you know, getting excited about them and then just, like, not really ever spending a whole lot of time.
Yeah.
The whole keeping track of stats and stuff, like, I've said this before, but I don't think anybody actually did it.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody ever lost a fight and were like, I'm done playing this game. Because who would do that?
Yeah. That's not just not once have I ever played one of those without just cheating.
Yeah. And so I feel like you might as well design them such that you're implying... You know, you're assuming that people are going to cheat their way through this. Because, I mean, you know, you're the fucking good guy. Like, I don't mind if the story ends because I, you know, take a wrong turn. It's kind of annoying. It'd be nice if...
It's annoying when you run out of fingers to stick between all the pages.
Yeah. There were those ones that somebody had told me about. I don't remember the names of them, but they were kind of funny. And they tended to work via a, like, hub system, where there was like, a town. Like, in the middle of the page, there was a map that just had a bunch of different buildings that you could go through.
The Grail Quest
sections
were like that.
Maybe that's what it was.
You've got a couple of them.
Yeah, I do. Were they the ones that were kind of funny?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. So those are the Grail Quest ones.
Those were pretty good.
Yeah.
They always had some, like, weird stuff in them, too. Like, there'd be a scroll you would find that would give you instructions on how to make some weird little rubber band and spool of thread based device that you would need later, and it would actually give you the instructions in the back of the book.
Huh.
And things like that.
retool says Tome of Bookshelf Summoning and Bookshelf of Tome Summoning. Good plan. Baker Man says, why is it that there are no pants that affect spell damage? Can this be a possible item of the month soon? I don't know.
I also noticed there's no... What was it? I think there's no hat that increases monster level.
Deathman 3354 says, I think that if you defeat the Naughty Sorceress with a heavy metal thunder guitar, it'd be cool if you got a trophy called Guitar Hero. Ba-dum-bum-tsh. Yab says, when are the replacement stands for the initial orders of real tiny plastic saber-tooth limes going to be available? They are, actually. I don't know what the story with that is. We've got them, though. If you ask Zly, she'll send you one. I don't know if that's the protocol for that, like if you're supposed to just ask for it, or if somebody said somewhere that we were going to send them out to everybody that had ordered them, because I don't know that we actually have...
Yeah, I don't think we have those records.
...records that are adequate. Inferno Hero says, Mr. Skullhead, did you hear about Link's side taunt in Brawl? A fairy comes out. That's the only one I'm going to use, so I can shout out in a high voice, hey, listen! It seems like the features that people are the most excited about in Super Smash Bros. Brawl are the features that are just incredibly annoying. Dr. Van Van Mojo says, just wondering, why are the pirate fledges one of the hardest items in the game to equip? Only stuff like antiques and rainbow pearl jewelry appear to have higher equip requirements. I did not mean for that to be the case. I meant for it to have the same mysticality requirement as the poop deck equipment had muscle and mox, so I may have just made it too high.
Shall I mark that in the wiki thread as something to fix?
Something to look at, yeah. Yab says, technical question. What do you actually mean by the term spindler? I ask because I do a little game programming as a hobby and would like to know if it could help me to... spindlers are just what Xenophobe calls his... the tools that he writes. Like, we have an item spindler, which is our interface to the item table, right? So it's rather than just dropping stuff into database fields, which is the way the way item generation used to work, we can, you know...
Yeah, it gives us, like, a...
Preview the picture.
Bunch of fields and a bunch of text fields to type into and drop-down menus and...
It's got some logic built into it so that, you know, we can... say what some stuff does. Snuffcell 420 says, clown tattoo no longer available? Yeah, I need to fix that. Noenamg says, shouldn't the plural of Batwing Chow Mein be bowls of Batwing Chow Mein instead of plates of Batwing Chow Mein? Just saying. No, it's just a curly...
Yeah, it's plate. A deep, round plate.
It's a deep, round plate. Yeah. Yeah. Like, you know, like a cereal plate.
Yeah.
Or a soup plate. We should go smoke a plate during the break. I always kind of hated people who... I didn't necessarily hate people who said this, but I hated the phrase, like, let's smoke a bowl, or I'm going to smoke a bowl. Like, I don't know why. It just bugs me. It wasn't as bad as pulling some tubes.
What? What does that mean?
Smoking a bong.
Huh.
Because you're pulling some tubes.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, I'll say, I'm going to have a beer. Let's just have a beer, you know. I don't say I'm a kickback of foamy. Or anything like that. That was a term that the pretentious artist coined. Kicking back some foamies. Like, have a few brewskis, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you show me a guy who says he wants to have a few brewskis, and I will show you a guy that I more than likely just cannot hang with. Somebody who's really excited about getting into it is like, let's go get fucked up! like, that's why I don't drink with Chris Tucker. I don't know him. I don't know if he drinks.
I
BioSpark says, would you ever consider changing the image for goofballs? More than fair enough. If not, it's just that I keep getting hopped up on medicinal herbs, then cursing at my monitor. Yeah. You need those medicinal herbs need to come in a plastic bag.
Just swatch it, swip it. Wow.
Swatch it, swip it.
I can't say. To exchange it for the giant bag of catnip.
Oh, right.
Icon.
Yeah. Rufus McGee says, trying to pulverize a vibrating cyborg knife yields naughty naughty. That's weird. Oh, maybe because it's not public? I should take a look at the, this fucking mouse. One of these days, seriously.
120 minutes of this fucking mouse.
Yeah. Huh. Apparently in Newbie they're debating why I'm level 30. Wouldn't you like to know about the super secret level 30 quest that we're working on? We're not really working on a super secret level 30 quest.
Yet.
Let's see. I'm going to look at what items are not public. Yeah. Vibrating cyborg knife. Immense cyborg hand. Cyborg stomp and boot. These things are also need to be public. Yeah, wow. There's a lot of items that are not public. Wow. Like, a huge number of items that are not public. That's crazy. Isn't it fun to be on the radio? Yeah, you also wouldn't have been able to pulverize your carbonite visor, for instance. I like the picture for the teddy.
Well, wait, you wouldn't want to pulverize your carbonite visor.
Wow, yeah, we just completely forgot to do the whole item marking public. There were a lot of fucking items this Christmas. You know, I wonder if it's this mouse pad and not the mouse. Oh, yeah, there's still stuff that has not been discovered in the ocean.
Yep. Yeah, I think nobody even suspects that particular thing is meaningful. Now that we've mentioned that, maybe they'll start looking again.
Yeah. There is a there is something to solve that is non-obvious. And that stuff. Southwest says, so some clever people have discovered a Harold's Bell-like effect for the chatty and clingy pirates. Is there one for the crusty pirate, too? No, because we couldn't think of anything funny for the crusty pirate. You know.
Well, plus, I mean, wouldn't it have, I don't know, I guess it wouldn't be broken, but it would be kind of crazy if you could evict all the monsters out of a zone.
Well, it's three of the... You can evict two of the six, right? So it would be three of the six. So it's not like becomes a foregone conclusion that you're going to get what you want, but... Madeline says, I'm disappointed that wine racks, unlike everything else in Spooky Raven Manor, aren't described as being haunted. Fix, please. I don't think that everything else in Spooky Raven Manor is haunted. Plus, they're not haunted, they're possessed. It's different. Biscuit Force says, Portal is the single best 3-hour experience ever crafted by man. Rest in peace, weighted companion cube.
I still have to play that. When I get my new computer, I'm gonna be all up in that.
You're doing that after Boston?
Yeah.
Bobbins asks, what is the combined hair length of all of Asymmetric? it's significant.
Yeah.
Scully's got none. Xenophobe tends to have a couple inches.
Mine's down past my butt.
So you're probably at least 3 feet.
Yeah.
And I'm at least 2 feet. And Fusilliband's a couple feet.
Aaron has a couple feet.
Sly has a couple or 3 feet. Yeah, it's long.
Yep, we got a lot of hair.
Simon M77 says, name change request. Change softcore to flaccidcore. I always see people putting Ascended SC, and I can't tell if it's Seal Clubber or softcore. So with FC, we'd know that they went flaccid. But I like to say flaccid. I think this came up before, but it continues to surprise me. And like, to say that something is your specialty, using that fancy French word, it is not your forte, it is your fort.
Yeah, I've heard that.
In Italian.
Yeah. It sounds weird.
It does.
Say it that way.
It does sound weird. Because, you know, my fort is made of couch cushions.
Your forte is making forts out of couch cushions.
Out of, what's something that starts with fort? Huh. Somebody is, wow. It is a fuck.
Huh?
It is this Super Smash Brothers wiki that's got, like, which frame of the animation each character hits on.
Whoa.
I hate... God damn it. Apparently the Greta job thing is on purpose, because Badgers did it again. Shop Troll says, any chance the keys and chests from the ocean can be made zappable? That was three. I did it. Riff did it. And then we did it for Xenophobe.
Yeah.
Bash Orion says, why does the Bulky Buddy Box description say that it has 8 sides? Is that a joke that I don't get? No, cubes have 8 sides.
Yeah.
There's the 6 faces. The outside and the inside. No. So they actually have 10.
Yeah.
There's the 8 faces, the outside and the inside. Verax Flail says, think fast, Green Pixie or Astral Badger? I like the Badger better as a familiar, but I like the content from the Pixie better than I like the Badger content.
Well, they're pretty much exactly the same as familiars, aren't they?
I don't know. Princess Luna Bleu says, fort means strength in French, so it is French.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, my mom got me a Beavis and Butthead mouse pad.
Awesome.
For Christmas. It was randomly just, like, on the edge of another box that I unwrapped that had a jigsaw in it. I want to use the jigsaw to cut up the Beavis and Butthead mouse pad. I use it as a mouse pad. And it was weird, because my mom didn't even know my peculiar mouse pad restriction, but she got me the right kind of mouse pad anyway.
What is that?
I can't really use plastic. Like, I have to use cloth mouse pads because my hands sweat and crud up the mouse pad. And
yeah, I have that, too.
Makes the surface all bumpy. Yeah. Whereas cloth mouse pads just get all nasty and stained.
Yep. Why a jigsaw?
I asked her for, I finally thought of something to ask my mom for Christmas, which hardly ever happens. And she actually had something to ask me for this year, too, so that worked out pretty well. But I got a set of, these, like, Ryobi cordless power tools, so I got a drill in there, which I already had a cordless drill, but this one came in, like, a set that I'll share a battery, so.
Cool.
So yeah, a drill and a reciprocating saw and a jigsaw and a circular saw. And I think that this year I'm finally going to build my MAM cabinet.
Sweet.
Because I've got the computer and I've got the monitor and I've got that set of joysticks that have been sitting around for a couple years, and
I just never have put them together in something that stands upright and has the speakers mounted and stuff. Got the old set of speakers for it, too. So, yeah.
Kick ass.
I decided that instead of buying an old, you know, like, because you could probably find an some arcade game for, like, you know, $100-$200. And rather than buying one of those and trying to gut it and putting the stuff in there, I was just going to build one and then have the pretentious artist, like, do the cabinet artwork for some fake game, like, awesome. Some really stupid game.
Soul Raver.
Could be.
Yeah.
Soul Raver. Yeah, yeah. I was just thinking, like, you know, Dragon Raper 2045 or something. Like
20XD6. Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll take suggestions from the from the radio audience for what game my thing should be. Di Vernon says, since the adventure gaining mechanic of the March Hare is valuable now, why don't you make a quantum sheep familiar that does a similar thing? Maybe it can act as a ghoul whelp with occasional balloon monkey, and you can shear it every X adventures and get an extra turn. Oh, because you'd get some kind of quantum wool. Ow! Damn it, the cat just bit my ankle. Fred Levi says, Happy New Year's Eve. You can get Bubble Bubble on Virtual Console. Are you going to do a show this week? No. people keep asking about this KOL lame.
Where do you see that?
Watertail says, Hey, Jake, is Soul Raver kind of a takeoff on the American Dad Christmas episode that was on this Sunday? 'Twas a rerun, so it might be. A Besk of Disco Tape gets brought back. One of the characters took the tracks and made loads of money in the past. No, I haven't actually seen that. Rickett says, So, no take off your hat messages tonight, right, Jake?
Oh, the evil laugh.
Origami Sauce says, Are you going to get drunk for New Year's? I don't know. Probably not too drunk, because I'm kind of sick and I got to drive home from the place that I'm going.
I'm probably just going to hang out here, because I'm kind of enjoying this last couple of days of hiding back under my rock after a week and a half of all family and cousins and everybody.
I see. Did you say to each of your cousins in sequence, I told you that I'm crazy for these cupcakes, cousin?
No. I don't get the reference.
Oh, it's from Lazy Sunday.
Oh, okay.
You haven't watched Lazy Sunday enough times. You haven't memorized the entire song. So good. So good. I'm going to throw some songs on here, and we'll take a little break. And we need some party songs.
Auld Lang Syne?
I don't have an Auld Lang Syne. We could play the song about Tori Amos getting raped.
Okay.
No. That's not a party song. That's a horrible downer song. We could play Hobo Humpin' Slobo Babe. Fatboy Slim is kind of party.
Cool.
We could pretend it's a party in the 90s.
Do you have weapon of choice?
I don't think so. I know. I think all I have is, damn it. All I have is You've Come a Long Way, Baby. So we'll do the Right Here, Right Now, followed by the Rockefeller Skank, and that gets us to 13 minutes. So.
Well, all right.
Good old Fatboy Slim. Two songs equals our entire break. And I'll try and make it so I don't have to take another break during rollover, but I'm not making any promises. We're also kind of low on questions, so a second music break would not be the worst thing that could happen to us.
Oh, yeah, it's true. I'm nearly all the way at the bottom of the page.
We'll be right back.
WCN, who's this?
Hey, this is Brad.
Now, who's your favorite artist? Who do you want to hear?
Well, my favorite artist right now is Fatboy Slim. That guy kicks ass.
How tremendous is Fatboy Slim?
The band of the 90s, if you want to call it a band, because it's a one-man name.
Wow. Fat Boy, and you want to hear that new Fat Boy song?
Absolutely.
Which one?
The it's Funk Soul Brother. Check it out.
Sing it. I don't know which one.
Right about now, the Funk Soul Brother. Check it out now, the Funk
right
Soul.
Right about now, the Funk Soul Brother. Check it out now, the Funk Soul Brother. Right about now, the Funk Soul Brother. Check it out now. The Funk Soul Brother. Right about now. The Funk Soul Brother. Check it out now. The Funk Soul Brother. Right about now. The Funk Soul Brother. Check it out now. The Funk Soul Brother. Right about now. The Funk Soul Brother. Check it out now. The Funk Soul Brother. Right about now. The Funk Soul Brother. Right about now. About now. About now. About now.
Yeah.
Hey, we're back from break.
Woo-hoo.
I still have a mouthful of candy.
Yeah, me too.
Some of this delicious candy that my aunt made and my mom brought back. I need to, I need to make some hard candy.
I was thinking that too. I like me some lemon drops.
Lemon hard candy?
Yeah.
How do you get the sour stuff on them?
I don't know.
I wonder if they sell that. I mean, I'm sure that they sell that, like, sour powder.
Yeah.
You know? Kind of dust the hard candy with sour powder instead of with powdered sugar. That'd be really good.
Mm-hmm.
I think that sour stuff is just a single chemical.
Probably so.
We could learn how to make it out of, like, you know, brake fluid and Drano. We left the mic on for, like, the first 2 or 3 minutes of that first song. I hope we didn't say anything embarrassing. I don't think I said anything at all. Hard candy for a New Year's Eve hard party. This would be Hot Stuff's favorite part of the show.
Well, that's right.
The sound of chewing drives Hot Stuff crazy.
Yeah.
Sometimes I call and leave a voicemail. I'm just chewing stuff. Oh, man. When I get there with the walkie-talkies, I'll have to be like, fancy pants. Over. And then they'll be like, Cobra, you're an asshole. I'll be like, no. I changed to also be fancy pants during that conversation.
We're gonna be set up for the mystery hunt. I've got this GPS thing, and you guys have walkie-talkies. We'll have to...
We'll be able to shoot aliens.
Yeah.
With our walkie-talkies. That'll turn into guns. When did E.T. come out? It was like 1980.
Oh, I don't even know.
You could preserve the original edition of Star Wars as in Soul Raver. The 90s was a special edition.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah. That would be awesome. You go back in time and...
Yeah, you just have to murder George Lucas.
Kick George Lucas in the teeth or something.
The log man says, thanks a ton for the Crimbo content. Best yet, especially the Bulky Buddy box. The log man says, how big of an impact will the new pirate content have on the game? Are we talking whole kingdom on fire or just a new zone? Either way, here's to more stuff in space. No, here's to more stuff to space. What?
I think you meant spade.
Spade. Origami says, do you wander around in your underwear just to make people wonder that you're doing? Why is KOL so damned addicting? How do you come up with the ideas for quests / items / other KOL things? We don't, actually. We already had all of the ideas, and we just spend all of our time implementing the huge log of... And that isn't true. I guess we have new ideas.
Yeah.
The nice one says, I just collected all the Crimbo items from every other year, but I'm bummed because my collection will never have the original Crimbo Pressy. Mind a little heavenly intervention? Well, if I did it for you, the nice one, I'd have to do it for everybody. And yeah. Are the Crimbo Pressies not tradable?
I thought they were.
Maybe there just aren't any in the mall anymore.
Yeah, there might just be none left.
There are small Crimbo Pressies. Those are actually not that expensive. 14 million meat.
When was that? Was that...
That was the second year. That was the one with the tiny plastic swords. And
Right.
Tiny plastic swords are not particularly expensive either. I mean, I guess they're a million. Or, you know, they're 10, 15 million.
Yeah.
10, 15. Fuck, the wife. Did you ever find out what was the story with Ruckley's wife? Or was it...
Who?
Ruckley, the character in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, who was always just, fuck, the wife.
No, uh-uh. Yeah. Maybe it says in the book.
Origami Sauce says, will there ever be an auto-use option for items like there is for spells and weapons? Huh. We were talking about something a little while ago in chat that would make it so we could do an auto attack with a weapon or with an item. It'd be interesting.
That ClickSaver Grease Monkey script lets you do that.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
ClickShaver. Lord Stefano says, "Oh, bubble trumps."
All right.
Guitars Man says, I wish Jake all the best for 2008. I'm naked for him. Just what I was hoping to get for New Year's was some naked dudes.
Yep.
I think you've got me confused with Mr. Skullhead and Hot Stuff. They're the ones on staff who like the naked dudes. And Zlania, I guess.
Yeah.
King Pepe says, there should be a tattoo for completing a single bad moon run, like the image of the moon half dark with an angry face on its light side. Chaos Freak says, are you both wearing pants tonight? I'm wearing some khakis. I never wear khakis, and they're too short.
I've got, like, pajama pants.
Yeah, you get those crazy purple pajama pants that you're always wearing.
Yeah, no, these are new ones.
Oh, are they?
Yep.
Did you get some new pajama pants for Christmas?
Yep. They're black, too.
Wow. Now you no longer have the black except for those purple pants wardrobe. You
exactly.
have the black wardrobe.
There's the purple ones got crazy shredded. I look like a lost castaway on an island somewhere when I wear those.
Or like a scrawnier version of the Incredible Hulk.
Yeah.
Tattered purple pants. Sickadalek says, is the next item of the month a Northern Lights themed one? If not... why not? I still haven't seen the movie.
Northern Lights?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with it. Has it just come out?
Oh, no. The Golden Compass.
Oh, Golden Compass. Okay.
That may not be what he's talking about, though. I could never remember, like, to begin with, which one of it... Because I didn't start reading them until I was in England, so I forget sometimes which is the original English. And which. But if I think about it, I know.
Oh.
Because
oh.
It's a little irritating that... Calling it the Golden Compass, based on a quote, which was not... It didn't make any sense, right? The Golden Compass that he was talking about was like, you know, the compass that you would use to draft the cosmos, like the device for making circles, and not the alethiometer.
Oh.
But...
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, I totally didn't get that.
Yeah, and you wouldn't, right?
Yeah.
From reading the version of it that's called The Golden Compass.
Yeah.
And the movie is just obviously assuming that,
yeah,
you know.
Well, I mean, especially with the second... all the books, the other books in the series are...
Are about objects.
Yeah, about some main some object that is a main focus of that book, you know.
Yeah.
The subtle knife and the amber spyglass or whatever.
Yeah. That was just a coincidence. But yeah, the original title of the first one was Northern Lights. But that might not have been what he was talking about. But no, no. The next item of the month is, it's still a little up in the air.
Yeah.
We're going to have to work on that tomorrow and the next day, and it'll probably come out on the 3rd. Princess Luna Blue says, okay, I know you're receiving 1,000 of these. However, I would truly like to wish all the KOL team who brings us this funny, witty, and decidedly addictive little program a very happy new year. I wish you love, light, and peace. Mes meilleurs vœux pour une bonne année. It's French. I don't know how to pronounce anything in French. 2008. Okay. Okay, Princess Luna Bleu.
Thank you very much.
I think that we're going to run out of questions, Ripplesby.
There's a guy here saying he's up to 5 months waiting for his avatar.
That should not be the case at this point. So that might have gotten lost. But last time I looked at it, there were none in there older than 2 months.
Mm.
There are still a few that are definitely unacceptably late, but I'll have to look at it. Glebe says, please start doing system messages using Cobra and Fancy Pants instead of Jick and Riff. We'll have to do that when we're at Fuzzle Faggot Ridge.
Yeah.
It'll be Cobra, Riff, and Fancy Pants. GigaShadow555 says, any big plans now that the Pirate revamp and Crimbo is done? 8-Bit Realm revamp? I don't think I'm going to revamp the 8-Bit Realm.
Yeah, we've got a lot of plans, but I don't think we can tell you about any of them.
Whoa. Is that your ringtone?
Yeah.
Some sort of crazy rock and roll song?
It is Shove Me Up by MSI.
I see.
Hi, Happy New Year. Can I call you back? we're on the radio.
Iluro Dragon says, dear Riff, the player base does not suck, and we won't all pick the exact same coordinates over and over again, you heartless bastard. Also, Happy New Year. Send me a K-mail if you want me to send some Girl Scout cookies to the asymmetric offices. I don't know why we would want Girl Scout cookies. Noen Amga says, where is Scully, by the way? I don't actually know where Scully is. Or they had just flown in from somewhere and were flying somewhere else, and they weren't flying somewhere else. They had been up all day flying in from somewhere, and they were gonna miss a party because it's much later for him than it is here. And they wanted to take a nap and some stuff. So yeah, they just weren't doing the show because they couldn't. And I was here, and I was all ready to grab it so that I could do the show and Riff could talk on the damn phone. Varaxleo says, gasp! I was appalled to see Xenophobe eats dandelion cubs. Funny stuff, guys. Thanks. Yeah, Xenophobe's favorite food is always entertaining. Let's see what it is today. And maybe it's dandelion cubs today. Yep, dandelion cubs, and his favorite booze is the asbestos apron. Okay. I wonder if content gets spoiled by Xenophobe's by Xenophobe's what's it? Favorite food and favorite booze. What was that all about, Rip?
There was Adra asking what we're doing tonight.
I see.
I think it was Adra.
No.
My phone didn't say, so I kind of... Pretty sure.
I see. Porcupine Spada says, why not make the scaling monster zone only open at level 15 or so? Then it's easier to get to 30, but it doesn't help for speedrunning. Well, yeah, that would be a requirement if we were going to do that. But it's also... I don't know that we want scaling monsters in that just make power leveling easier, period. I mean, it's less of a special thing, you know, if it's there all the time. Tiny Plastic Parts, it's the same thing. I keep forgetting to grab... I took some calendars home, and I was going to give one to my mother, but I couldn't find the one that I took to take pictures of.
Yeah, if I thought of that, I would have given a couple to my parents.
Starting tomorrow, they are useful.
That's right. So we have to start actually putting in the new holidays when they pop up, too.
I don't think that there are that many... I don't think that there's that much stuff going on soon.
No.
Uh-oh. November says, I thought I lost my Destructobot, but then I realized that the Boner Dagon destroyed it. Oh. Please forward my woe unto others. Use the Destructobot at your own risk against the dragon. Yep. Sailor Bowser says, good job with Crimbo this year. Can we hear one of you guys sing the 12 Days of Mayhem song?
I call not it.
Yeah. Five golden rings. That part.
Yeah.
Oh, Vert says, 16 Stone is the 1994 Bush album. And then Tiny Plastic Parts says, 16 Stone is the best album by Bush. Doesn't take a lot to be the best album by Bush. Whoa, shit.
Whoa,
what's
that?
No, I just spilled an empty beer.
Ah.
That was kind of a zen moment.
Now you have an unstain on the floor.
Tiny Plastic Zomg asks again, so when can we expect the ultimate rock band battle of Ultimate Destiny, Jack and Phoenix versus Mr. and Mrs. Skullhead?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't think they've played Rock Band yet, so we would own the bejesus out of them as it stands right now. Gleeb says, hey Jake, Con 4 item update. I just keep forgetting.
Yep.
I only think about it while I'm on the radio.
Have you got the player list yet?
I don't know. I don't believe so. I don't believe that Zly ever sent it to me. I know she has it. Dr. Jones says, so any reason the cyborg knife and hand were made weapons instead of accessories like the boot so you could equip all of them with the cyborg outfit? No, I mean, they just made sense as weapons. The knife made sense as a weapon, and the hands are like the foam hands from the war. Yeah, totally out of questions. No, okay, there's some more here. Type Login says, when was the last time you watched MacGyver? I don't know that I ever actually saw an entire episode of MacGyver. I was never really into it.
I think I caught it on, like, USA Network a few times.
Mm.
I preferred Kung Fu.
Kuma says also, any chance that those of us who attended KOL Con 4 will have our certificates made shiny like they were in the past for those that attended official events?
Yeah.
Gleeb says, you should ask everyone to take off their container so you can nuke them all. The Logman says, you could pick a random player name for your arcade game, or alternatively, Cat Drinker or Box Trapper. Raisin says, what kind of cat do you have? The cat that we have here is just an immense, obese black cat.
Yeah.
I don't know what kind he is.
Standard American short hair, I guess.
I have a calico or tortoise shell. I'm not sure which. And then another cat. GigaShadow555 says, a week or so back when you were doing that show with Amp, somebody gave a link to KOL porn. Still got that link? I'm curious to see what it's of, specifically. I don't... they sent it to Amp. I never saw it.
Are they talking about the slash fic or... actually,
I don't know.
Photographic KOL porn.
I don't know. How would you do photographic?
Yeah, I don't know. That's kind of...
I mean, I guess you could just be dressed up, like, for the KOL LARP and having sex. I don't think I'd want to see that.
Yeah.
Ever. You know, I love you, player base, but... unlike Riff. Riff thinks you're super stupid. I like you, but I still don't want to see you naked. Riff thinks that you're super stupid and wants to see you naked. I like you and don't. So it's weird. It's weird. We yeah. Guchuko says, the folks breaking Smash Brothers down to individual frames are idiots. I don't know that they're idiots.
They're just crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know what sort of reaction time you would have for that information to actually be useful.
I mean, I feel like you'd probably just slow down a video. Well, okay, right, yeah. I guess... yeah, I don't know. I mean, knowing that... like, I feel like there were certain cases where knowing that it hit really late in the animation as opposed to really early in the animation would be interesting, but it's like, this animation has 37 frames, and the hits are in frames 4 to 7, 9 to 11, 17 to 30. I don't know. Nonsense. Oh, Iluro Dragon says, he was talking about Girl Scout cookies a month or two ago, and I always overbuy Girl Scout cookies and keep them in the freezer. Yeah, if we wanted Girl Scout cookies, we'd probably just buy some from local Girl Scouts to support our local community.
Yep.
Get some Samoas.
Samoas,
and some Samoans. And some coconut Samoans. And some Dwayne Johnson.
Do you like coconut cream pie?
I don't think so.
Okay. Just asking because I got my great-grandma's coconut cream pie recipe.
I see.
What was that?
I don't like cream pies in general. I like
I greatly prefer the fruit pies.
But I like key lime pie is probably my favorite kind of pie. I like pumpkin pie. Mm. I guess I like paste pies more than cream pies or fruit pies. Some apple pie with some ice cream is pretty good. Hot apple pie with a big scoop of ice cream slowly melting on it. It's not like it's the best thing in the world, but there's definitely nothing like that. Yeah. It does something for you that nothing else is ever going to do.
I prefer cherry. I'm a cherry pie guy. My cherry pie recipe is awesome.
I've heard that it will put a smile on your face 10 miles
wide. 10 miles wide.
Yeah. Especially if you're eight miles high. And Iluro says they only sell the cookies once a year, the little fiends. Kujikujiku says, regarding insult beer pong, can you lower/remove the fumble chance for insults you don't know? While the waiting is useful to ask the right questions, the failure rate is a bit high. The failure rate is pretty low.
Yeah, it's only something like...
I think it's 25%.
25.
So, but, I don't know. I mean, people are complaining about that, but I feel like... there are so few people complaining about it that it's... people feel like that because one time they happen to get kind of an outlier case. But I honestly feel like there is so much randomness there that the odds of you getting genuinely screwed... you get 4 or 5 insults and then keep running the thing over and over again until you make it through with those insults. And it's not fun, but it's a way to avoid it, I think. Let's see. Shop Troll says, what happened to Riff's Tamagotchi? I miss hearing the random blips and beeps.
Oh, it died.
After 10 generations.
Six or eight or 10 generations, and I never got around to reviving it.
Lake City, KOL lame fan game. True Bob says, could you guys send my love to all KOLers? Oh, yeah. Listen up, all KOLers. True Bob sends his love. Cabbage Man says, hi, do you think you can give me some meat, please? Because one day I want to say that $14 million is cheap. For me, that will take forever to get. Thank you so much. Seekadelic says, arcade name suggestion, Extreme Jesus Church 2000. I don't know. The pretentious artist is kind of Catholic. He might be offended by that name.
Is he? I'll have to watch what I say.
No, I don't think he would be particularly offended by anything you would say. I do actually, I think, need to take a little break to do the stuff I got to do at Rollover.
All right.
So, let's do the parental advisory explicit lyrics and play the next three songs on the Fatboy Slim CD. All right, so we'll see you in another 13 minutes.
Fatboy Slim is fucking in heaven. Fatboy Slim is fucking in heaven. Fatboy Slim is fucking in heaven. Fucking it, fucking it, fucking in heaven. Fatboy Slim is fucking in heaven. Fatboy Slim is fucking in heaven. Fatboy Slim is fucking in heaven. Fucking it, fucking it, fucking in heaven. Fatboy Slim is fucking in heaven. Fatboy Slim is fucking in heaven. Fatboy Slim is fucking in heaven. Fucking and fucking and fucking in heaven. Fatboy Slim is fucking in heaven. Fatboy Slim is fucking in heaven. Fatboy Slim is fucking in heaven. Fucking and fucking and fucking if.
What you win, 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 what you
Back. Sorry, it took me a little while to get the thing plugged into the other thing. Riff, I literally can't plug a plug into a plug. So I think I got everything done that I needed to get done. But we'll see, won't we? Hey, Riff, do you read American Elf? Is that on your list of web comics? Yeah. It's a good comic. Yeah. It's just some dude's diary. Some dude that does other stuff, but I just don't even care about the other stuff that he does. I wish I was into this show. I'm just kind of waiting for it to be over. Sorry, public. Vert says, planning to adjust Ronin length? I must know. Happy New Year. Happy New Year, Vert. And I don't know if there's any plans to reduce Ronin length.
Yeah.
Longwood says, when will Heartbreakers Hotel be open? Maybe never.
Who knows?
Who knows indeed? Longwood says, just FYI, my other main, Automatic, just reached 300 Gloomy Back Mushrooms. Woot! Gloomy Black Mushrooms. I want my gloomy back, gloomy back, gloomy back. I want my gloomy back, gloomy black, gloomy black. Woot. P.S. Merry Crimbo and Happy New Year. Raisin says, will you guys ever re-implement zombie pineal glands? Zombie pineal... Now I can't talk. Will you guys ever re-implement zombie pineal glands? Happy New Year's. Probably not.
Nope.
Veraxwell sent a link to KOL Lame, but... I will play it at some other point. Anonymous says, Great Crimbo, will there be a piss pot? A piss pot to piss in. And a window to throw it out of. I still like that Extreme Jesus Church 2000. That's a funny name for it. Because what would that video game be like?
I don't know. Maybe it'd be like Root Beer Tapper, except you're giving all these people communion.
That could be. And then every once in a while you get attacked by the crazy, like, survivalists who are preparing for Y2K.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd have to be Extreme Jesus Church, late 1999. Cabbage Man says, I just want to give a big thanks to Livewire Warrior because he gave me a free Bad Penguin egg yesterday. It was my first Mr. Item. Thank you so much. Saucelicious says, Happy New Year's to both of you, and thanks for a great game. Had to comment on Riff's ringtone. I ran looking for my phone when I heard it. Same ringtone here.
Huh.
My ringtone is vibrating so that it doesn't annoy anyone else. That's what my ringtone is. I wish they made phones that were not capable of making any sound so that I could buy them for everyone on Earth. Yeah, that's not true. I don't. I switched phones, and now I don't know if the alarm clock on this phone is loud enough to actually wake me up, or if it works when the phone is on silent the way my old phone does. But luckily, I got nothing to get up early for.
All right.
I'm tired. And I want to go get my drink on and my snack on. See, if I actually said that...
Directly to the forehead?
If I actually said that, I would not be able to hang with myself. Vert says, son of a beach, just painful. Have you considered a higher encounter rate or fewer barrels? No, it is supposed to be painful.
Yep. Have you discovered the tricks you can do to improve it on your own?
Putneska says, have you done the math on the insults and what your chances are? I'm almost sure that 99% of players are going to get all 8 insults within like 25 turns. We did the math.
About 50 to get all of them.
Really?
But I mean,
maybe we did 7 because we felt like maybe when I did that because I thought that 7 was definitely enough. Yeah.
Well, didn't you say you got through it in like a dozen turns or something?
I have retarded luck though. Oh hey. iSpec is bless you, iSpeculum. He's gonna take the stream early. I'm gonna pick a song. And that's gonna be what we go out on. That song is too long. What's a short song?
100 balls of beer on the wall.
Jesus Christ. When we drove my wife's kid brother and her cousin came to hang out with us for a few days before Christmas, and then we drove back out to California where their family is with the kids in the car. And my wife and this 10-year-old girl sang 99 bottles of beer on the wall from beginning to end. Her brother and I were just sitting there like, please stop. He didn't even have any headphones. I eventually just put on headphones and started listening to stuff loud enough to drown them out. The entire song. I've never seen anyone do that. All right, we're going out on this sad Too Much Joy song because it's short and sad. I'm going to see if now I can't type either. Somebody asked how many beers I drink on an average day, and it's I'm at the point where I am drinking significantly less than I used to. I bet I drink less than a beer per day now. What happened to me? I'll have to make up for it tonight, though. All right, I'm not going to upload this show until tomorrow because I need to get over to the party. I don't want to wait around to deal with this tonight. But yep, we'll see you on Thursday.
Later, everybody.
And the very next sound you will hear will be the sound of the record player telling you that the record is over. Is over. Is over.
The Playboy centerfold is younger than me. The likes family get-togethers and aborigines. I don't think I can ever masturbate again. I don't think I will ever steal that magazine from my father again. The Playboy centerfold would never talk to me. Family get-togethers, and I'm not an aborigine. I don't think I will ever feel the same again. I don't think I will ever sing about my father. to sing about my father. I promise not to sing about my father again. Thank you.